I saw that set over Chicago. There's one man trying to turn a frown upside down in this heartless town. Joe King.
That's me.
But professionally, Dad.
The Windy City winter will chew you up like a stick of zebra gum. It's hard to stay warm, especially when you can't pay your heating bill. It's not the easiest turning laughs for cash, especially if your life's work is also considered to be the root of children's nightmares. But a clown is who and what I am. I needed a gig in the way I needed a stiff drink, right away and make it a double. Lady Luck took a break from giving me the silent treatment and threw me a bone. My phone rang. It was an old boss of mine, Tomcat.
King, you giant sack of smiles and sunshine. How are you?
I could be better. I gave up coffee.
That could be a real grind.
Yes, it's been a lot of restless nights, lying there staring at the ceiling and letting my thoughts brew. There's been some perks. Being addicted to something you can't afford isn't a good blend.
Listen, I've got some work for you. All I need you to do is head out to La La Land. All I need you to do is deliver a package for me. That's it, nothing more. The package is for some real Hollywood hotshot. So, do me the kindness of not trying to pitch him anything, huh? Don't embarrass me or nothing. Just keep your mouth shut and deliver the parcel.
An adult clown? Be embarrassing? I wouldn't even dream of it. I grabbed the precious cargo and took the red eye out to the West Coast. I sat in the middle seat between two amateur sumo wrestlers who shared a CPAP machine. I slept like a baby, meaning I woke up every 10 minutes crying and worried I pooped my pants. The only information I had about my drop-off was a business card. It read, Deborah Champagne, owner and CFO of Scripps, Chips, Hips, and Ships. This woman owned a production company, snack distribution center, chiropractic clinic, and boat rental company all in one. What a woman. I took an Uber from the airport. I walked into her office. She had a body like an hourglass figure. The type of beauty that makes you go 6 to midnight, or at least in my case, 8 to 11 p.m. When she walked in, time stood still. Her bosoms peered out of her blouse like a pasta pot boil over.
Pardon me, what are you doing in my office? Why are you dressed like a clown? Is this some form of joke?
No, ma'am, this is not a joke. What did the fish say when it ran into a wall?
What?
Damn, that's a joke. This is no laughing matter. My name is Joe King, and I'm here to deliver an important package.
Oh, finally, the divorce papers. You can leave them on my desk and see yourself out. I'm quite busy with auditions.
Auditions, you say? You know, I'm a bit of a performer myself. Writer, too. I just so happen to have a travel-size headshot and original script with me.
Do you now? Well, if it'll get you out of my office quicker.
I took a deep breath and went for it. I gave her a comedic monologue from a one-man play about an Amish stand-up comedian on Rumspringer-tired Hezekiah heckles the Lord. She seemed unimpressed. What did you think of that, Miss Deborah Champagne?
It's pronounced Deborah Champagne. It's French-Canadian. Interesting choice for monologues.
Well, if you didn't like it, then say it to me straight, Miss Champagne.
It's pronounced Champion Genji. Now don't go blowing your balloon so quickly, bozo. I'm actually at a loss for words.
Well, where was the last place your words went missing?
About halfway through the story about an Amish ordering a Danish from a snobbish Scottish named Thomas. You got talent big shoes.
You don't say Champa Banji.
Close, it's Champ Hagley. Tell me what, I like this work. Amish comedians. Ha, I like it a lot. I feel it might even be worth signing.
I'm honored, Miss Champ. Miss Deborah.
What do you say, I go pour us a drink of bubbly to celebrate?
I'll never turn down a drink if it's for free.
Here. Thumb through these preliminary contracts while I grab a bottle of champagne behind your back while you're distracted.
Ooh! With a crack, the lights went out. I woke up with a non-alcoholic hangover somewhere above the 101, or is it the 110, or the 1? Who knows? I'm concussed and dyslexic. I just know the road has a number in it. Champagne championed my cranium with a container of champagne. My cracked crown convulsed with chaotic cacophony of caroling cuckoos. And also my phone rang. At the exact perfect time to move the plot along, it was Tomcat.
Hurry up back to Chicago. I got a new gig for you at a senior home. This one is paid, but you do need to clean bedpans after you set.
I always appreciate Tomcat for being a straight shooter. Onwards, I guess. All in a day's work for the professionally daft.